Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the McKinney-Cornyn Political Opinion Hour. Jim wants to talk a little bit how free speech is being silenced in America today. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing for people to understand right now is that, you know, that First Amendment that allows us free speech, that guarantees us free speech, and states that because of the rights we were born with, we're able to speak, not because the government allows us these rights. They're being trampled on and pressured in all corners. But most importantly, to understand that the U.S. government right now has been heavily involved in silencing people's speech, and they're doing it through influence in big tech. And a lot of it started along with the COVID pandemic crisis, where, I mean, a lot of it's been going on for a long time. The CIA has been very involved in doing psychological operations and influencing media. That was originally in 1947 with the National Security Act, an effort to stop the flow of communism, to protect the fundamental principles of our nation. Well, what we see is this complete inversion now, where we actually have progressive ideologies, more communist views, and the government is now suppressing people that want free and open conversations. And they're using these massive capabilities within big tech. So we have heard over the last, week that, the FBI reached out to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and warned them of Russian disinformation, which is why Facebook and their senior leadership actually silenced the Hunter Biden laptop story a few weeks before the election. That's direct interference with an election process, and that's using the FBI to do it.
Yeah.
We now have a reporting that over 50 individuals within the Biden administration have been involved in multiple agencies. I believe 12 agencies have been involved in either dictating or influencing media outlets and tech companies in order to silence information they claimed was disinformation on COVID vaccinations and so forth. But what it turns out is that, in fact, the information the government was giving out was actually inaccurate. So here you've got this problem, this massive problem of major elements within the United States government going directly against what the principles of the Constitution are in order to silence individuals, organizations, and even media outlets and intimidate them with both law enforcement, threats of violence, and just cooperation. And of course, many of these tech companies, even if they didn't want to be involved in that, they're doing it because they know the potential regulatory impact of not following what the government says. And we're seeing this across the board. And I think it comes down to an orchestrated effort by key individuals within the Biden administration. And I think some of our blog people have actually mentioned them in particular. People like Lisa Monaco, who was actually in the Obama administration and an advisor, who is now the deputy attorney general, using law enforcement in order to target a political enemy of this regime. Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, who was deputy director of central intelligence. And, she was on the National Security Affairs Council for the White House for Obama. She, again, is one of these people that have infiltrated in and using the powers of the intelligence community and shaping intelligence in order to achieve political ends. And of course, the person behind most of this is the political advisor to the president, which is Susan Rice. All three of these women were very closely associated with the Obama administration, have tremendous influence over the Biden administration, are continuing policies that started back in the Obama administration, and they are using powers along with many others in this government in order to silence individuals, to target and threaten people with the intelligence community and with the Department of Justice.
Yeah, it's kind of scary how that's going on. I mean, front and center, you've got Facebook, and then you've got Twitter and all the rest of them. When there are things you simply cannot say, And I know that the progressives would say, well, you can't say certain things because they are lies. How do you respond to that, Jim?
Yeah, you know, when you have someone like the White House spokesperson in a public setting, actually the daily briefing, arguing with a news reporter who says people are crossing the border on foot, yet a famous tennis player can't fly in because they're not vaccinated, but people are walking across the border on foot and they're unvaccinated and they're being distributed around the country.
Right.
And she says, that's not true. But it's true. We all see it. How does a spokesperson for the White House say that's not true? I think Tucker Carlson did a fantastic piece on this last night, showed a lot of visual statements and factual statements of what she said, which were complete lies. Mm-hmm. The lying is preposterous. It's unbelievable. It's insanity. But there are a certain segment of the population, far too many actually, that hear this stuff and just think that want to trust the government or are so politically aligned one side or the other, they ignore the reality of what's happening in America right now. And it's really damaging to this country. There has to be some sort of pushback. And when you have President Biden come out last night and basically target people and specifically outline it, you have to wonder if, in fact, maybe that's a justification as a national security threat for the President of the United States to sign documents that will allow him to pursue and prosecute people that actually support, quote, MAGA agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
well,
exactly
as
what happened
as Biden said last night, you got to stand up and fight, as he said, and that was
I'm sorry,
incorrect.
Say that again. I missed it, Al. You stepped over you a little bit.
As Biden said last night to his believers, you have to stand up and fight.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what fight what. You know, I live in a neighborhood with nice people. I am friends with people around me. Some of them are liberal. Some of them are conservative. Some of them are more conservative than me. Some of them are off the rails. And why in the world would a president stand up and divide our nation that way? I do not understand.
I don't know.
And why would he then
obviously,
use the powers
I do know.
To
he wants
silence
to win the election.
Well, and they're so desperate. And what it shows is a level of desperation, in my view. And I've said this before. I've said it on the show. I've said it off camera. I've said it in many speeches. When an authoritarian regime, someone that has a tendency towards authoritarianism, when they are under pressure, their only solution for survival is to become more stringent, to become more regulatory, to use violence and force.
Right.
And unfortunately, with people like Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and with some of these political operatives inside Washington in the Department of Justice and with the Counterintelligence Division in the FBI, you have to wonder how far they're willing to go and when will people push back or when will there be enough pushback to stop this encroachment on individual liberties and civil rights?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't know. It's pretty obvious the tact that one of the two major political parties is taking right now, and I think that's too bad. I wish we could simply have civil conversation about our differences. I have not seen a civil conversation about our differences yet, Jim.
Well, and here's the problem.
Less than a minute, Jim.
Yeah, I got it. I'm watching the clock here. Here's the problem we're facing. So Republicans have wanted a civil conversation. People like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
Kevin McCarthy became milquetoast. Hey, you're not worried about inflation. You know, you're blaming other people, whatever. These people, they think that they can negotiate.
Right.
The problem is the extreme on the left, they have no desire to negotiate. They don't want to negotiate. They want to manipulate. And they don't have a moral high ground or a moral standard. They will lie. They will do whatever it takes for victory. And unfortunately, I don't want to lose the moral high ground. I want to continue to do what's right, and I want to treat people with respect.
Right.
But the problem is the other side is going to use whatever advantage they can, and unfortunately, that's very detrimental.
Yeah. Well, it is very detrimental. We're going to see what happens. We've got an election coming up here. We got what I would call almost a primary election coming up this year. It'll be very interesting to see what the results of that are, and we'll certainly discuss it and opine on that also. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.